from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Starting to get the idea that maybe Jimmy's going to do songs that have radio in the title all day long. Video
Jimmy
killed the radio star. I like it. Today's National Radio Day. I could talk about radio all day long.
Play some songs from the culture.
No, play radio. Although Ray Parker Jr. is from the culture.
There we go. Radio Raheem. We got, you know.
Radio Raheem have a song out?
I don't know if he's still with us.
Let's get headlines. We went a little long with Gino there, but I'm always, first of all, I like talking college football because it starts this Saturday and this will finally end the slow time of year. And then I like talking his Heisman memories and all that hoo-ha, Hurricanes memories from late 80s. Oh, the tavern. Oh, I mean, the tavern, Coconut Grove and Coca Walk back in the day. Yeah. Holy mackerel. Fat Tuesdays. It's remember crazy. Fat Tuesdays there?
There was a guy when I was in Tampa recently. There was a guy that I played with under me. He was Ryan, when they Ryan Williams played for the Gators, got a national championship with T-Boy and them. And he told the story. He was like, Crowder, I don't know if I've ever told you this. You were the first guy I ever saw climb over the bar and start pouring drinks. So when, so when Gino said that, that's why it tickled me. I was like, yeah, my
talk
man Gino.
You. It talked to you. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God, the tavern. What a place that was.
I caught some pretty good years in the Grove also, like before it hit just a total collapse. Now it's, bro, the Grove, Cocoa Walk, I don't know if you guys have been there recently, but
it's back.
It's totally back. That's where I normally go if I'm going to go out again. But like Penny Beers, Whiskey Wednesdays, it's probably way after your time.
What was that? What was that Cocoa Walk when you were there? Because I'm trying to think. It was Fat Tuesday. I think Dan Marino's Town Tavern was upstairs when I was there.
That was there. And then I think Marino's moved to the restaurant to Sunset Place. So Marino's was at Sunset Place for a couple of years. But I had, like, I would go to Sandbar, which is still there.
Yeah, Sandbar's still there.
Frogs. Man, like, just, you know, I probably shouldn't have been there.
Flanagan's. We used to go to Flanagan's in the Grove.
Best Flanagan's.
That was like, yeah, I mean, that was that's the best Flanagan's.
Without a doubt. Kendall, Flanagan's on 88th holds a special place in my heart. I was there yesterday, but Flanagan's in the Grove.
In the Grove.
Is
the absolute
OG.
Best.
OG.
Yeah.
Let me, you know, and the Grove is nice. You know, I'm not going to the clubs anymore. I'm too old, but we go down there. You know, we have that the property down there and somewhere down there. I don't know. Fro Avenue. It's Grove. What's north of the Grove? I don't even know. Where Frank Gore is from. What's that called?
Goreville.
up in Goreville. We go to the Coconut Grove, the little walk. They might have, during the day, I'm probably wrong tonight. During the day, they should call it Coconut Grove Kennel because everybody has a dog sitting on the floor, yep, sniffing at you, sniffing each other.
That's
fighting.
A great area to walk your dog, have a little Aperol spritz outside while doggy gets a little cup of water.
That's my thought. Hey, let's go grab some sushi right here. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, and now there's a German Shepherd breathing on my leg. I don't want to eat sushi with a German Shepherd next to me. I don't want to do it.
I'm the guy that takes his French Bulldog to the Grove on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, Ouchie loves the Grove, I bet.
Yeah.
It's ice cream. You get him a little doggy ice cream.
Yeah.
Time of his life.
A little puppuccino.
Let Fauci come by my leg.
Puppuccino, yeah. Got to take him for a puppuccino.
Puppuccino every Sunday.
Yeah, somebody texts in. There was a Hooters, a dueling piano bar, and Fat Tuesday at Cocoa Walk. Yeah.
I've been to that Hooters.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to get sidetracked here again. Let's get headlines, start out the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. We went over some Dolphins practice notes from earlier, but I have a couple more today. Their final camp practice here in Miami Gardens. They're going to hold joint practices with the Buccaneers on Wednesday in Tampa. Final preseason game, of course, Friday, 7:30 versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Wednesday will be Miami's final practice of training camp for this season, obviously until next year. Tyreek Hill did have a brace on his right hand today. I guess it doesn't appear to be too serious because he did practice. He didn't catch passes, but he was out on the field. So, I don't know. I would imagine if it was, like, very serious, he just wouldn't have dressed, right? Like, he just wouldn't have been out there.
Yeah, I mean, you ever wake up and go, I'm not really feeling like work today? Well, like yesterday, Solana.
You got a brace on your hand?
Yeah,
that's what Tyreek can do. He can just put a brace on his hand and go, "Oh, I'm here. Things fine."
Told y'all what Zach Thomas, he gave me the veteran help back in that third week of camp when everybody's tired. Say something wrong with your stomach. They can't tell you there's nothing wrong with your stomach. They can't MRI it. It hurts right here, right under my third rib. Get you a day, Crowder. I just wink at Zach.
Jalen Ramsey back at practice today. That's good news for the Miami Dolphins defense.
I'm guessing no one plays Friday, right? Like no one.
They might field nine.
Right? I'm not kidding. Like, I mean, Chop Robinson, do you play him on Friday?
No.
No, not even a rookie.
Anyone that you believe is going to, you're going to need against the Jacksonville Jaguars, don't play him.
So did you guys like what you saw? I imagine you talked about it a ton yesterday. You guys like what you saw Saturday? Tua came in perfect from the field.
I mean, Tua was exactly – I mean, that's the – so what did you need to see? You need to see Tua control the offense. That was no problem. Without Tyreek, without Jalen. I mean, no problem. He's got full command of it. We talked about that yesterday. The story is still Mike White or Skylar Thompson. There's differing opinions on – who should get the actual backup role. I think the depth chart was released yesterday, and I think it was Mike White as number two. And then, you know, the offensive line is still, you know, a bit of a question mark. But I don't know. I was pretty happy with what I saw on Saturday.
Solana's boy went crazy. Oh, Eazy-E.
Yeah, Eric Ezukama.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because he tweeted out a few minutes ago. He's like, somebody put together a highlight reel of my preseason, my preseasons over the years. I'm trying to see something. And yeah, I mean, this dude looks like a bona fide superstar every single preseason that he's active. I just wish he had more regular season film to put on a highlight reel.
I'm sure he does as well. Yeah.
Line me up against these backups. Watch what happens.
Bro, if the preseason meant anything, Skylar Thompson and Eric Ezukama would literally lead this team to a Super Bowl. There is no doubt in my mind.
You like Skylar better than Mike White as the backup?
I don't know if I necessarily like Skylar more than Mike White. I just think as of right now, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, but he's kind of proven to have better command of this offense than Mike White. From what we've read about training camp, I'm not there. I'm not at practice, so
White was
I don't know.
Throwing some dimes, though, on Saturday night.
What? Was he? You don't think Skyler was the better quarterback on Saturday?
I mean, I don't think one of them is way ahead of the other. Like, I think it could go either way.
But, Salon, let me run this past you. Because to your point, they're very close. Skyler's 10 times more mobile. He's just a better athlete, you know, with his legs. Skyler's going to take a lot more chances, and those chances will create more turnovers. Mike White is going to limit turnovers and just try to get you through the second half if Tua goes down.
But, I mean, you say that, and I'm not telling you you're wrong, but I don't know if that's the case. Like, who's to say Skyler doesn't come in and take a more conservative approach, knowing that he's only in there because Tua has to miss a series or a half or maybe a game. But I don't know, man. Like, third year with Mike McDaniel, he's played a playoff game. They almost won that playoff game with Skylar Thompson. He did make a crucial mistake at the end, but to me, he looks like he has better command of this offense. And Hawk, you pointed it out. To be fair, like, Skylar's coming in as the first backup, so he's getting reps with better players. Mike White hasn't been. There were some drops in that first preseason game where Mike White was throwing good passes. Willie Snead just can't catch a ball, clearly, at this point of his career.
Hey, he went on, I think, IR, the pup list yesterday.
Yeah, he's on injured reserve. He's not going to play with the team this year.
Genius.
Him and Sean Harlow, by the way. Linemen Sean Harlow and Willie Snead were placed on the injured reserve list, so they won't play for the team.
All right.
Dolphins had signed four players yesterday. I don't know if you guys read that. To me, that gives me everything I need to know about Friday in Tampa Bay. They're signing guys.
You got to load some guys up so you actually have bodies, because no one's playing.
Hey,
why else would you be signing guys now on, you know, August 19th yesterday?
Yeah. They go call them buddy and friend during the game. They don't even know their name.
What number do I get? Oh, actually, no number. It's just you got a jersey, but there's no number. No
hey, John's
name.
Hurt. Tell Buddy to come. Where's Buddy? Buddy, where's your friend? Tell him he's in.
You guys see Mike Greenberg? Will reportedly be the next host of Sunday NFL Countdown.
Yeah, so he'll take over for
Samantha Ponder.
Samantha Ponder, who just got fired, along with Robert Griffin III.
He got fired for the croissant picture?
I mean, it was coincidental, I imagine.
Okay, because, yeah, I'd have to let him go after that croissant picture. We don't condone that in this company.
Looked like a good croissant to me. I thought it looked delicious.
I mean, if you can't shove a giant croissant down your throat and post it on social media, what can you do nowadays?
What kind of country are we living in if you can't take a picture with a big honking croissant in your mouth?
Oh, you could decide
Jimmy,
not to.
You like croissants, Jimmy?
You can decide not to.
Is that a trick question?
No, no. Do you like croissants? You strike me as a guy who doesn't like croissant. Like, you strike me as just like bread. I need to have bread the way I know bread is, and like a croissant would be too flaky for you. I think you might get, I don't know, overwhelmed because the croissant's coming apart. You don't know exactly where to put the butter, the jelly. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I love croissants, especially the ones from Costco. Oh.
Look at that. Well, he loves everything from Costco.
Yeah, I do.
I forgot Costco had croissants. I withdraw the question, counselor.
Costco, huh?
They do have some.
What do you put
croissants
on a croissant?
Butter.
Butter. You call them croissants, or do you say croissant?
I say croissants.
Croissants. Croissants.
Croissants.
Croissant. Interesting.
Oh, croissant. Croissant.
You ever call them a croissant?
Never.
All right. What about like a Perrier? You drink a Perrier or a San Pellegrino?
No, I do not.
You know, like a sparkling water?
No, just regular water.
Gotcha.
Croissant.
A croissant. You like a croissant, some
croissant
jelly.
don't know why you messing with sparkling water. I love sparkling water.
Love sparkling water.
And Fresca.
Well, that's soda.
No, it's not.
Well, it's zero calories.
No, it's
zero
not. Calories. It's not soda anymore. Like, now Fresca has sparkling waters as well.
Mm-hmm.
They do?
They do.
Fresca and the soda?
Well, yes, but Fresca sparkling also water. Has sparkling water.
I don't know about this. Let me see this.
Well,
they're always on sale at Publix, right. 2-for-1.
I have it in my fridge. I mean, you can't say I don't know about it. This is the same thing that happened with the boneless chicken breasts at Publix, where you claimed that it doesn't say boneless on it, but it does. Like, we own these products, Hawk. You can't shake your head
Fresca's
and say no.
Fresca's a soda. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm looking at it.
They have soda, but now they also make sparkling water.
I searched Fresca sparkling water.
Okay.
And all that comes up is Fresca soda.
Okay.
And they're a Coca-Cola product, by the way.
And it's bubbly. They're giving away bubbly like mosquitoes give away mosquito bites. But bubbly is 10 cent a can.
Yeah.
They might have did that little push too heavy with old Buble, whatever they did.
Oh, Michael Buble? Did they bring him on the campaign? I didn't see that.
He was on for bubbly. He did the advertisements for bubbly, Michael Buble.
Then they thought it was going to be great, and they made 7 million cases, and now they're on sale for 19 cents. I got 40 cases of bubbly in my garage.
I used to be a La Croix lifer, but let's be honest. I'll buy a BOGO anytime that bitch is available.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
For Buble?
Yeah, I'll take home a Buble. 2-for-1. BOGO, whatever the deal is.
Oh, Solana, sometimes I don't get out of the first 8 steps of Publix because all the 2-for-1s are in front.
It's incredible.
Right there when you walk in. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's like,
thank you.
I don't even Ronzoni, but why not?
Thank you. Chocolate wafers, thank you. Oh, the strawberries that expire tomorrow, thank you. Strawberries, 8 boxes for $10, and I think I'm getting over on them.
How do you guys feel about returning things at Publix? So I bought corn muffins. They were 2-for-1. And I love these corn muffins from Publix. I love all their muffins, blueberry, whatever.
You mean like their bakery-made corn muffins?
Yeah, the ones that they make at the bakery. And I bought a 2-for-1 box about a week ago. No,
butter the corn muffin?
I don't butter them. I want them as dry as possible, man. I mean, I want to put it in my mouth, and I want it to literally choke me.
Mm.
You cut them?
Mm.
Yeah, I cut it right in half.
You warm it up?
Nope. Eat it cold.
I like corn bread over a corn muffin.
I'm with you. But I also like a corn muffin.
The shape or...
Yeah, I just like for whatever reason, the corn flavor doesn't exude muffin to me.
Not true. Muffin's supposed to be sweet.
Feel like it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I ate 4 last week. Then I had 4
How many were in the pack? 4?
4, right. But it was BOGO. So I had 8 corn muffins. I ate 4, the first box last week. Then I went on this cruise. I came back yesterday. And the other 4 have mold on them, but they're only a week old. I mean, I bought these Wednesday, maybe, so less than a week old. And listen, it was BOGO. It was free. But I kind of want to go return the box and say, hey, I mean, these didn't even last me a week. But I don't want to be that guy that's returning stuff to Publix. So I'm
Oh, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you, Hawk. Yeah, well, I'll take something back to Publix. But you literally didn't pay for them. You're going to take them back to get nothing?
Right. What a great deal. That's why I would do it. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would do that in a heartbeat.
So when they see on the receipt, they're going to say, hey, it's buy one, get one free.
Nobody brings it. You walk out. You literally can walk up to that public counter with anything. They're going to give you one of their little gift cards.
Nobody.
Hey, I bought these Fantasy 5 tickets. None of them are winners. All right. Here's $5 on a card.
No, Solana. Yeah, that's stealing.
Mm-mm.
But I paid for it.
He only bought them because he was getting 4 free. He didn't get what they offered him. Now, did you turn the air conditioner at your house when you went on the cruise? Did you turn the air conditioner way up so that it was super steamy in your house? And then that may have cause the mold to show up a little quicker?
I did put it at 78. Yeah, I did. I'm guilty of that.
Yeah. I'd bring them back. I also like to say that I like to say too that I also bought 2 gallons of milk, and both gallons were bad. I couldn't carry them back. I have a bad back. I poured them down the drain, but I'd like to get a refund for those as well.
It goes $9.
And then if they do that, I go, and another thing, I bought the 18 pack of Pete and Jerry's eggs. Half of them were broken. And what did you want me to do? Bring them back? So I'll need the refund for that.
That's stealing. I don't steal.
Yeah, I do. From Publix, it's okay.
No, Jack, I'm a Christian.
Publix doesn't care.
Anyways, it's National Radio Day too, right? Like, throw us a solid, Publix. We are radio guys.
You know, you tell them that when you walk in.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll move on here. The Marlins, they lost to the Diamondbacks 9-6 yesterday. They'll host the Diamondbacks tonight, 6:40, game 2 of their 3-game series versus the D-backs.
We're laughing at
it. I have my notes from yesterday, and I just write down random stuff when you talk. And I got the best potatoes because yesterday was National Potato Day. And I was at a meeting today, and a guy said, I love the show, love Hawk and Crowder, I listen all the time. He's like, I love it because even yesterday, y'all were talking about quarterbacks, and the next thing I know, you're arguing about potato chips. It just keeps me on my toes. And I was like, I thank you so much.
You know what? I meant to mention this yesterday on the show, and I never got a chance to. So I go to the Dolphins game Saturday night. I'm in the suite. Three separate people. Two of them worked at the radio station. One of them was a listener. One of them was an advertiser who listens to the show. Three separate people. What you guys did with Oreos kept me in my car. I said, really? Because I didn't know that segment worked. One person pointed out Jimmy jumping in with the, I love the golden Oreos, and Solana going, I don't think you understand what they're talking about. he was like, what a great back and forth that was. I said, yeah, I caught that myself.
Uh-huh. Because he was so excited. The video of that.
He thought we were talking
great.
About Oreos.
I mean, Jimmy was fully right. entrenched.
We were trying to start a race war, Jimmy. You got yourself involved in a race war.
Unintentionally.
How they always start.
Two gangs about to fight. Jimmy just walks up. Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
I forgot. That was funny.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Looks like it's going to rain again here in El Portal. I know it's been raining in parts of South Florida, so drive safely. Gentlemen, that is your weather. Back to you.
All right, we will continue our National Radio Day celebration throughout the afternoon. Someone texted in, I've seen people return half-eaten fried chicken at Publix. They take it back, no questions. They do. They'll take back anything, no questions. I mean, you don't want to get known at that particular counter. They'll take back anything. They really will. I return the popcorn chicken. I leave one popcorn chicken in there. I go, this was no good. This was terrible. I've had your popcorn chicken. I love it. This canister of it was no good.
This guy, this one fella.
I actually fill it with rocks, hoping that they're not going to, because they're not going to open it. But I'm sorry. This was no good.
I can't do it.
I really don't do that. I will do, I'll return milk. If I have just bought it and it's still in the date and I smell it and it's bad, I'm not good. Like, if I've had more than half of it, though, then I chalk it up as a loss. But if I open it and it's bad and the date is still good, that annoys me. But then you have to keep it out. Like, you have to keep it in your house till you go back to Publix, which can get annoying. And the other thing that I'll potentially return, we've had this conversation on the air, fruit. What if you buy their fruit's expensive. Mm-hmm. They do a great job cutting it up and it looks nice, but it's expensive. What if you buy fruit and it's terrible on the first bite?
You got a bad batch.
Right. Is there an inherent risk in buying fruit?
Yes, always. Yeah. Especially the one you're talking about, the pre-cut one, the pre-cut stuff.
Like the fruit salad, the mixed fruit salads.
Yeah. And then sometimes the pineapples are like, they're not sweet yet. So they're not, they're hard. But
I mean, if you buy something that's out of season, for whatever reason, we went to Publix a couple days ago. I am, and I don't even like mango. All of a sudden I do. Like, I like mango, but I don't like, it's not fruit that I would just sit down and eat. All of a sudden, I am just dying for mango. We're at Publix, and I asked Lori, I'm like, is it still mango season? She's like, nah, it's come and gone. I'm like, I look in the fruit section. Dole has, like, mango slices. Yeah. You know, it's not cut by Publix, but it's, like, in a package. I don't know. They're kind of mushy. It's not the best mango that I've ever had. I'm going to eat a few more slices before I bring it back.
Listen, get you some vinegar, some crowder powder, and some tahine.
Yeah.
Tahine. For the love of God.
Right, that tahine. Yeah, no, you got to put the tahine on.
For the love of God. Tahine. Tahine.
Yeah, the tahine.
I'm talking about the little bottle with the red stuff
little
in
spices.
It.
Spices? Yeah, tahine. A little tahine.
No, there's no R. There's no R in tahine. Yeah. Tahine.
But you flip the top open and it's like open with a star
put
in
the
it.
The tahine in there. You get yourself a fresca soda. Time of your life.
I love it.
And a croissant.
Jimbo.
What we're talking about.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shake what your mama gave you.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Somebody texts in. I just got home from the hospital after Hawk made my blood pressure go up yesterday, saying 40-year-old Virgin is overrated. Yesterday was the anniversary of the release of 40-year-old Virgin. Now, again, I don't want to be misquoted here. I said to you yesterday, it's great movie and it's funny. It's just overrated. It's overrated.
And my rebuttal was, what's better than it? And you said Stripes and Caddyshack.
Jesus, man. Come on.
Superbad. Something About Mary.
Like Something About Mary got it. Those other three, I have to disagree with you.
It's funny. It's a funny movie. Like, I'm not telling you it's not, like, Step Brothers, I'm telling you, is a bad movie. It's not funny at all. 40-year-old Virgin, very funny. I'll stop on it. I'll watch it, but it is overrated the way people talk about that movie.
I had to think about it was Will Ferrell in there because I know you hate him. I'm trying to find why you hate. Why are you saying it's overrated? You don't hate it. I'm sorry. I don't want to misquote you.
I like it. I like it. It's a very good movie. It's just overrated. The way people talk about 40-Year-Old Virgins, like, okay, yeah, it's cute. Like, some movies are funny and cute. That happens to be a funny, cute movie.
When my 4-year-old son has a son and he's of age, we're watching 40-Year-Old Virgin together.
As you should. No question about it.
Doesn't make it not overrated, though. I'm not going to hit him with Caddyshack, though.
Well, I understand that. That's a movie from the 80s. You're not supposed to feel about Caddyshack and Stripes the way that I do. I get that. But that doesn't mean 4-Year-Old Virgin is not overrated because it's overrated.
But as an evaluation technique, you should be able to watch, and really a comedy, because comedy has nothing to do with CGI and any kind of,
right.
It has to do with a comedic delivery. Make you laugh. I can look at Caddyshack. I'm not going to laugh as much as 40-Year-Old Virgin. There's no chance.
Right. That's fine. But it doesn't make it any less overrated.
I'm watching a comedy to laugh. I get more laughs out of this movie. It makes it a better comedy.
Right. Because it's cute. It's funny. That's all I'm saying. Like, yeah, it's funny. Of course it's going to make you laugh. Steve Carell's very good. Like you were talking yesterday. Kevin Hart's got the appearance. Like, it's a funny movie. It's funny. That's all. It's funny. That's all.
We've talked about this before. My Mount Rushmore of comedies in the 21st century, Superbad, 40-Year-Old Virgin are absolutely on that list. I mean, Jane Lynch in that movie is
terrific.
She's unbelievable. The scene where he's getting his hair waxed is laugh out loud. The scene with Kevin Hart is
what? Why you gonna call me? Why you gonna call me when you talk about that?
I'm agreeing with both of you on this.
Jimmy saw the scene. You're gonna say Crowder.
I'm agreeing with all of you on this.
He's with you. That's your boy. You're both gonna get clapped.
That's funny. But that's all. That's all I'm saying. Here's what Chris Perkins writes in the Sun Sentinel regarding the Dolphins' backup quarterback situation. Because the headline is, I favor Mike White as Dolphins' backup QB, but Skylar Thompson has been better. Okay? Here's what Chris Perkins writes.
There it is, yes.
I'm reading stuff online and hearing stuff on the radio about the Miami Dolphins' backup quarterback situation, and I'm absolutely amazed. Are you kidding me? Why is there such an obsession with backup quarterback? I don't get it. Relatively speaking, it's a fairly minor role on the team. There are bigger issues, way bigger. For the record, this is Chris Perkins writing, I talked to both backup quarterbacks, Skylar Thompson and Mike White, after the Dolphins' victory over Washington on Saturday. I try to listen a bit more intently when I talk to quarterbacks. They tend to speak louder more than other players with what they say and what they don't say. What both had to say in the postgame locker room is very interesting. My thought, I think Thompson has had a better training camp, but I trust White more in a game. Right now, I'd have White as my number two quarterback. More on that later. I've got to finish my rant. Don't folks have bigger concerns about this team than worrying about the backup quarterback? Here's the deal. When your backup quarterback is in the game, his job is not to lose the game. Everyone around him, receivers, edge rushers, cornerbacks, running backs, tight ends, coaches, etc., must crank it up a little bit more to win the game. He's a backup for a reason. He's not as good as the starter. He needs more help. To me, the starting quarterback wins the game. The backup quarterback tries not to lose the game. I always say a backup quarterback ideally should be able to go 500 over a 4-game stretch. Any longer than that, good luck. He'll probably get exposed. By the way, that's the Pastrnak, because he was so good on Sunday night. But you get him out there more than 4 games, he gets exposed. Again, he's the backup for a reason. Coach Mike McDaniel said Monday he's tried to create super difficult situations for both Thompson and White. Quote, we're trying to evaluate who's best to serve handling a difficult situation, McDaniel said. Inherent in being a backup quarterback is if you're in a difficult situation, whether that's in game or starting a game. Chris Perkins continues to write, as for the battle between Thompson and White, pay attention to what they say. You can learn a lot. I've talked to White after both preseason games. I've talked to Thompson after the Washington game. I respect both guys. Neither makes excuses. Neither complains. When I've talked to White, he's been sure to mention that the past couple of weeks, the playbook has been limited and personnel has been limited. Listen to what he said while discussing, with a genuine smile on his face, wide receiver Jaquan Burton, the undrafted rookie from FAU, playing running back against Washington due to injuries. This is Mike White. I've never been a part of anything like that in my entire career, but it was so bizarre that you just had no choice but to have fun with it. Just looking and seeing Burton taking handoffs and stuff was fantastic. White has mentioned that he's kept everyone calm in the huddle. He's mentioned his demeanor has been good and the team has done some good things while he's been in there. That's important because nerves are actually a bit frayed when the backup enters the huddle, especially in the middle of the game. But listen to what Thompson has wisely mentioned as being his big improvements this offseason in training camp. And here's Skylar Thompson talking. My whole focus this whole training camp is just to prove and show that I'm comfortable in the system and being able to operate fast, being able to get to my progression, to be decisive on my reads, get the ball out of my hands. And that's something I really put emphasis on this offseason, trying to get better at and improve on, and I feel like I've been doing that. Chris Perkins writing again here in the Sun Sentinel. Does that sound familiar? Operating fast, decisive reads, getting the ball out quickly. That sounds like the traits and characteristics that make starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa so good in this offense and traits and characteristics that McDaniel requires from his quarterbacks in this offense. Thompson has listened and learned. Give him credit. There's a reason Thompson has had the bulk of the snaps with the second team during training camp. Again, Chris Perkins. As I stated earlier, Thompson has had the better training camp, but I trust Mike White more because he has a track record that includes having a positive effect on starters. The New York Jets players loved him. The selection for the Dolphins backup quarterback might come down to whether McDaniel favors tangibles or intangibles. Thompson has the tangibles with the improved operation time, fast reads, and quick releases. White has the intangibles with the confidence teammates have in him and the calming effect he has on them. I favor White, but I wouldn't be surprised to see if Thompson gets the number two job. Now, let's get back to the 100 bigger, more significant issues with this team.
Totally agree.
Fair.
Totally agree. And it's the only position where that calming thing, because you know me all about emotions and, you know, like, hey, man, tighten up, do your damn job. But yes, when you walk into the huddle as the backup, knowing that I ain't played with you, knowing that we're either up or down and you got to come finish this game off, you got to go in there with some confidence and some like, hey, fellas, hey, well, we got this, y'all. And this call to play, like, if Mike, because I've never been in a huddle with Mike Wack, obviously. I could be his dad. I'm double his age. But that is a thing that a backup quarterback has to have. That's the thing, honestly, and Solana's going to kill me because Joey Harrington actually said great things about me. That's the thing that Joey Harrington didn't have.
Didn't have.
No, like when he walked in with that pseudo hoorah. Come on, fellas, do this for your families and for everybody that loves the game of football since the merger of 1970. What are you talking about? Shut up. Like, that's the thing you need at that backup. He has to say something. And the perk point, like the intangibles, but the tangibles as well. Mike White has three times as many starts. He's better completion percentage. He has 8 more touchdowns. Skylar has 1 NFL touchdown thrown. And Mike has thrown 313 balls, completed 196 of them. Skylar's only thrown 105 passes in the NFL. I know he's been in it for a while. He is a rookie still. He's a baby. If he started, this would be his second game starting with 100 passes thrown. Like, he hasn't done this long enough. And I think that's a calming factor, too, because everybody's seen Mike White play.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What is life if you can't have arroz con pollo?
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.